Today from the Ohio Newsroom, when the rights to religion and education collide. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. An estimated 80,000 Amish people live in Ohio, and most don't go to school past the eighth grade. One non-practicing Amish woman wants to change that. She's raising awareness about it through an unusual platform, ballet. The Ohio Newsroom's Erin Gottsacker reports.
The dancers that take the stage at a community center in Akron aren't dressed in pink tutus and pointe shoes. Instead, they wear black Amish dresses, their hair tied back into bonnets. And they don't dance to classical music either. They're moving to tunes from the 70s.
So bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
These songs were playing on the radio the year the Supreme Court made a decision that changed the lives of Amish children across the country. In the 1972 case, Wisconsin versus Yoder, justices ruled that Amish children don't have to go to school past the eighth grade, that parents' freedom of religion outweighs a state interest in education. Tora Bontrager felt the impact of that ruling firsthand. She tells her story between dance numbers, when spinning girls stop their pirouettes and still swishing skirts. After she graduated from eighth grade, she watched her younger siblings get ready for school.
I cried because I couldn't go. And I couldn't let anyone see me cry because that's a sign of rebellion.
Bontrager says in Amish communities like the one she grew up in, kids like her aren't just discouraged from pursuing further education.
You do not go to school after the eighth grade. That's just, I mean, to even think about it is heresy.
The type of education they do pursue reflects a different view toward learning, argued attorney William Ball in front of the Supreme Court back in the 70s.
They believe that education's aim should be the life of goodness, not the life of the intellect, the making of a good man, not the making of the good American life. They believe that this life of goodness rejects the world of technical cunning and instead embraces wisdom.
Marcus Yoder, no relation to the court case, is the executive director of the Amish Mennonite Heritage Center in Berlin, Ohio. He says that belief still exists today, but it doesn't mean that all learning stops after elementary school.
I mean, some of my Amish friends, they're PhDs in their field, but it's all learned by themselves.
Still, Tora Bontrager sees the denial of a formal education as a means to hold her back, to prevent her from questioning her faith and culture, and to keep her tied to an abusive family. She ran away from that family in the middle of the night when she was 15 years old so that she could attend high school.
My first year, first semester, the teacher was talking about H2O, and I raised my hand and asked, what's H2O? And everybody looked at me and then started laughing.
Bontrager earned her high school equivalency degree, and she went on to graduate from Columbia University. She'd like to help others do the same, but says many are missing so much schooling that even a GED is out of reach.
I hear these stories from Amish people coming up to me saying, you know, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. I've had to give up.
She thinks to truly achieve that, Wisconsin versus Yoder needs to be overturned. But that will require support outside of Amish communities. And many people don't even know this issue exists. So she's raising awareness with a ballet choreographed to 70s music. On stage, a dancer holds a book to the sky, her face full of hope. In Akron, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.